Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Those dirty, rotten, stinking cheaters are finally caught and done cheating their way to Stanley Cup victories. The NHL is deciding to implement their salary cap for the playoffs starting right now, immediately, and all of the teams that have been taking advantage of the NHL playoffs having no salary cap, the Florida Panthers, who recently did it en route to a Stanley Cup victory this past season, can no longer do it. There's a bunch of legalese and CBA nonsense that's going into this, but the basic idea is, up until this point, you did not have to be cap compliant when the playoffs started. So if you had a player who is injured, like Matthew Tkachuk, who was making $9.5 million, but he was injured during the regular season, so that $9.5 million went to LTIR, and the Florida Panthers then could use that cap space to acquire players. And then once they reach the playoffs and Matthew Tkachuk is eligible to come back, they would be over the cap. If this were the regular season, they would not be allowed to field the team because they are not cap compliant. They would not be able to build their roster. But because it's the playoffs, and who cares about being cap compliant because that rule doesn't exist, they are able to play hockey games. Now, the NHL and the NHLPA negotiated a new CBA that is supposed to start next year. It's supposed to start in 2026, but because there's so much time between when they negotiated this deal and when it's going to come into play here, they've decided, why not just start these things now if they're easy to implement now? And we've already agreed that they will come into place. And this is one of the main rules, plus a couple other ones that I'll read for you. But this is the main one that we got to talk about here today, because this is the one that's made many fans very upset. The playoff cap rule that they decided that would come into play in the 2026 season will now come into play this season, the 25-26 season. James Myrtle and Chris Johnson were on this thing in The Athletic. I'm just going to scroll down to this thing where they have that says what this means for the cap, because they did a fantastic job explaining what this means for the cap. They say the main impact of adding a postseason salary cap will be an end to teams being able to stash players in long-term injury reserve. That's what I was just explaining. The Chicago Blackhawks, Tampa Bay Lightning, Vegas Golden Knights, and Florida Panthers are all examples of teams that employed LTIR to remove injured star players from the cap temporarily, only have them return for the postseason. What did all four of those teams do? The Blackhawks in 2015, the Lightning in 2021, the Vegas Golden Knights in 2023, and the Florida Panthers in 2025 all won the Stanley Cup with non-cap compliant teams. If the cap is there to make things competitively balanced and make things fair and equal, it never made sense to take that away during the most important part of the season, where you could just get a bunch of guys, throw them all on LTIR, and play the most important part of the season, aka the Stanley Cup playoffs, without a roster that is not under the guide of the thing that you made to make things competitively balanced. It never made much sense, and I'm glad that is here today. They went on to say that having a salary cap in the playoffs will also impact the way teams behave during the season in other ways. Previously, you were able to accrue cap space by remaining under the cap for stretches for the season. They could then acquire players mid-season and only account for the portion of their salary that remained during the year. So they have the example of Brad Marchand here, who had a $6.1 million cap hit. Because you are acquiring Brad Marchand, this is going to be hard to explain, but I hope you're following with me. Brad Marchand makes $6.1 million. Because you acquired him at the trade deadline, his only the like one quarter of his salary that's left from March through to when the season ends in April-ish, that's the only portion of his salary that counted against the cap in this old version of the salary cap. Now, under this new version, the whole $6.1 million counts against your playoff cap. That's how it's being calculated. This change makes accruing cap space a far less effective tool than it has been in the past, as the accrued space doesn't benefit a team in the playoffs. And this is for teams' iced rosters. On ESPN, Greg Wyshynski also wrote an article on this, and he had a good quote from an agent that spoke to ESPN. In the article, Greg wrote, "The cap compliance is only for the players participating in a given postseason game. As one NHL player agent told ESPN, you can have $130 million in salaries on your total roster once the playoffs start, but the 18 players and two goalies that are on the ice must be cap compliant." That's where we get the 20 players that must be cap compliant. Greg also went on to explain how this mechanism actually works. He writes that by 3 p.m. local time or 5 hours before a playoff game, whatever is earlier, teams will submit a roster of 18 players and two goaltenders to NHL Central Registry. There will be a playoff playing roster average club salary calculated for that roster that must be under the upper limit of the salary cap for that team. The average club salary is the sum of the face value, averaged amounts of the player salary and bonuses for that season for each player on the roster, and all amounts charged to the team's salary cap. There's also a number of other CBA changes that the NHL and NHLPA decided to fast track for the season. This wasn't just the only one. It's not just the salary cap playoff thing. It is also outlawing of deferred compensation and player contracts. So deferred money is over. You cannot do that. And then the relaxation of player dress codes is also coming into effect right away. The ability for players to endorse wine and spirits. And then the prohibition of double salary retention in trades. Double retention had become a commonplace at the NHL trade deadline, with teams retaining part of a player's salary between trading him to another team that retained another percentage of the contract before that player was then sent to his new club. So no more double salary retention. With all of these changes, it's not all good. It is great for the competitive balance of the NHL in the playoffs. I'm all for it. I think it's great. But what we are losing is transactions. We are losing fun stuff happening at the trade deadline because teams do not have as many resources to work with. They can't do this LTIR thing, so there will be less trades for less high-profile players. Who knows if we would have seen a trade like the Brad Marchand deal where he's making $6.1 million going to the Florida Panthers. Who knows if we see a move like that under these rules, and especially with the double retention thing going away, we're going to have less fun in the NHL in terms of trades and moves, I think, coming this trade deadline. As the GMs figure out this and figure out how to get more loopholes this season, it could be less fun at the trade deadline, but it will be more fair on the ice, and I think that is a fair trade for everyone involved temporarily before, like I said, they figure out a new loophole around this stuff. Let me know what you think on the comment section of the Jesse Blake Sports Report YouTube channel. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but shows me listening or watching right now, and I appreciate you for that. The Steve Dangle Podcast returned today, and it will be back tomorrow, Wednesday, and on Friday, and our regular three times a week from now until the end of July. I'll see you there, and I'll see you back here very shortly. Good night from Toronto.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.